evening. It is Monday, September 30th, 2019, and this is a public meeting. It is not a public hearing, but we're going to format it in a similar way. Our topic tonight is the water contract, and what I will do is invite people to come up to the microphone, having those that have comments to make in support of the water contract to come first, and those who have comments to make that are questions or a lack of confidence in the current proposed water contract to come up after and share and ask their questions. We as council members have had the opportunity to take a tour of the current water plant and have found a lot of really positive structure and feeling like there's great efficiencies, strong leadership at the water plant, and that has given some of the members of council, I think, a certain level of confidence. We've also had the benefit of watching our mayor work very diligently over the last couple years to move us to a point where we feel like the water contract has some opportunity to be successful and deserves our very serious consideration. I have asked the mayor if he would be kind enough to make a few opening remarks. He is the most expert on the details of the water contract, but just to make sure that you have the high-level overview of what is being considered through this water contract, and then we will turn it over to questions from the people who have joined us this evening.
Thank you. From a Sylvania perspective, I can start the timeline back in the 1970s when Toledo decided to begin marketing excess water to the suburbs, and it awarded 30 or 40 year contracts to many of the suburbs. Sylvania was one of those. Sylvania used to have its own wells. They were west of where Maplewood Elementary School is now. And if those of you that are old enough to remember will remember rust stains in your bathtubs and things like that, because there was a lot of iron in the water. And Sylvania did very well with that long-term water contract. Unfortunately, ours expired in 1996, and by then Toledo had a strategy to require tax sharing, income tax sharing with the suburbs. And I can remember a lunch with Toledo Mayor Cardi Finkbeiner, where he explained to me he was going to take care of Sylvania, and by take care of Sylvania, he meant that in exchange for giving up one-third of our income tax to the city of Toledo, we would have the privilege to buy Toledo water with a surcharge on it. And we did not accept that contract offer. And for 12 years, we worked without a contract at all, and Toledo did not like that. And we started with the old contract was a 40% surcharge, and they started out us as a non-contract customer at a 70% surcharge. And then they came up with a strategy to force us to become a contract customer by increasing the surcharge by 10% each year. And that began to cost our residents, who were paying for that surcharge on their water bills, $440,000 extra each year in additional surcharges. So we went to work, the second administration of Mr. Finkbeiner, he really wanted a contract with us, and by 2008 we were able to negotiate a contract for 20 years that would not require a third of income tax sharing for us. It would require 40% of the increased income tax receipts after inflation from the Flower Hospital campus, which we signed on to and did cost us money. As a city, we paid $60,000 over the first few years, saved our residents $440,000 a year, and unexpectedly to us and to the city of Toledo, because Flower Hospital shut down two care facilities on that campus, there was no increase in income tax on that campus after those years. So we have been benefiting from that agreement, which still put us in a 70% surcharge at the first block rate with Toledo, the highest rate that any community was paying. At least we didn't have to do income tax sharing after about 2010. I felt pretty good about that, only that the water contract was going to expire in 2028 and was unsure what we'd do then. But then we had a water emergency in 2014. I remember being awakened at home. Mr. Aller gave me a call and said, Toledo has water contamination, and we're going to shut down our gate valve to Toledo, and we will be without potable water in the city. That was a crisis, because Toledo had always been able to say they always gave us safe water. It was a totally dependable system, and it turned out not to be. So following that, and in discussions at TMACOG, the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council Governments, with some of our fellow suburban communities, we recognized that all our contracts were expiring at about the same time, between 2024 and 2028, and that we would all be facing renegotiations at that time. And with the safety issues, we decided that we would look at other options. Sylvania had purchased a right-of-way to Lake Erie back in the late 1990s to build our own water plant as an alternative, a very expensive alternative, but we always held that out as a possibility. And our contract that we signed in 2008 allowed us to close the valve to Toledo and purchase water from wherever we wanted. We could just plain switch suppliers, but that never seemed practical to build our own water plant, though we pursued it. We had a couple of studies about it. But beginning in 2015 and 2016, we began to take a hard look at other alternatives. Toledo Metropolitan Area Council Governments, with the help of the Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce, proposed a regional water authority, which came to be known as TAWA, or the Toledo Area Water Authority. Sylvania Township Trustee and Lucas County Commissioner Carol Contrada was a leading proponent of that and provided us with the legal structure of how a water authority could work. And we pursued that seriously with TMACOG and Toledo, but Toledo was never seriously at the table. The Toledo Regional Chamber of Commerce volunteered and spent well over $140,000 to bring in an expert to help us negotiate those details in more detail, in more precise ways. And all you might remember, beginning of last year, there was a big announcement, pictures on the front page of Sarah's newspaper of me shaking hands with Mayor Kapsakavich, that was the way to go, it was the way for the future. But Toledo City Council and previous administrations did not agree with that, and Toledo City Council was never even put to a vote because it was predetermined that it was going to fail. And that was a great disappointment to all of us, and at that point I decided we had to find another source because Toledo was in a business as usual mode. I visited the Great Lakes Water Authority up in the city of Detroit, who was very anxious to sell us water. The city of Monroe made an offer to us. And also, in the last 12 months, we've had the Machindo Aquifer offer to sell us water. We've investigated all of them. We have expended study money beyond just building our own plant, but also the connection cost to Detroit, the connection cost to the city of Monroe, and the possible connection cost and overall cost of developing the Machindo Aquifer. We have looked at all those prices. The current negotiation with Toledo that's being offered beats all of those prices, some by just 10%, others by a factor of 2 or 3 times. So this contract gives us the immediate benefit of the lowest current alternative. But it also puts us in the position of continuing to pay for the capital improvements at the Toledo water plant for the next 40 years with nothing to show at the end of it, which is how we got into this predicament right now. There's $500 million of improvements, which is likely to grow, required at that plant. The $500 million does include the cost of a second water intake and some elevated tank storage inside the city of Toledo. It does not include a second water plant, but does put us at the table of reviewing the operation of the plant, approving capital improvements, and setting rates based on the information supplied to us by the city of Toledo. The change since TAWA was not approved versus the last 16 months is greatly encouraging. Mayor Kapsakavich could read the writing on the wall, believed that Sylvania and other outlying communities had other options than just the city of Toledo. And with safety being at the top end, and they did not provide safe water all the time, he became convinced that for the good of his residents and the good of the region, they needed to come to the negotiating table in earnest and negotiate what we needed to do to find an agreement that could work for all of us. The contract that you're considering is not perfect for Sylvania, and it's not perfect for Toledo, and it's not perfect for Maumee or Perrysburg, but it is the best joint deal for all of us that I can imagine. It takes the political operation of Toledo's water plant away from just the mayor of Toledo or others on city council, puts a water commission in the middle of it that will be made up of one utility director or service director from every community to oversee the operation. The change in the Toledo water plant in the last 3 or 4 years is very encouraging. From a roof caving in to chemicals not being available on site to dirty, not the cleanest facility, is now being run very professionally. You've taken a tour of it. You've seen it. They are improving it. They have great leadership. And I think that's going to continue for a number of years. But this water contract does put it in a position of sustaining that for more years. There were a lot of things in the water contract about what can go into the cost of water, and it can't be the cost of planting flowers in Toledo or anything else like that. That's defined and is able to be confirmed. It will take a lot of work by the outlying committees to confirm those if they really need to go in and audit it. But we did get inserted into the contract, and it was the last real change to the contract that convinced me that Toledo wanted to proceed with this, and it was the provision that the cost of wholesale water, which is what the suburbs buy, always has to be less than the cost of retail water inside the city of Toledo. That one sentence means it is not business as usual, and it can't be business as usual in 20 years or 30 years. It will provide for fairness in water pricing. So I think this is the best rate that we can bring to you, the best contract that we can bring to you to approve to proceed with the city of Toledo, and it's the most cost effective, at least in the short run. That doesn't mean you should not be looking at the other options. We do have other options. We have City of Monroe. We have the City of Detroit. We have the Machindo Aquifer. And we have our own water plant possibilities. But we are tied to Toledo for 40 years. We are tied to Toledo to help pay their capital improvements debt down. Our portion of that is 3%. We use 3% of the Toledo water plant. That's $15 million worth of capital improvement costs today that we are obligated to pay. Any other option costs a lot more than that, but if there is a sea change and Toledo's prices becomes unpalatable, there is a way out, but we have to buy our way out to be able to do it. I think this current contract is the best one alternative now and probably for 40 years. I believe it provides the best possibility, the best assurance of safe water for our residents. That's the number one concern. We've built into the contract requirements for redundancy, for oversight by professional utility operators, and for the possibility of a second water plant. It provides for fair pricing. That's our second concern. We were not receiving fair pricing before. This contract assures that, and I believe it's defendable in court if we ever would have to do that to maintain that fairness. More than that, this contract establishes a template for regional cooperation to move our whole region forward, to depoliticize water and allow us to market and use this great resource that the Great Lakes provides to Northwest Ohio, to bring industries here from parched areas of the country and offer them water at prices that's not politicized and is verifiable against the actual cost of producing that water. So this contract leads to regional cooperation, regional economic development, while at the same time providing fair pricing and as well as the safest water that I can conceive at the moment. So my recommendation is to proceed with that, but this is not your only choice. If you should look at it, and I know you have studied the other alternatives. Some in the community have told me they are willing to pay more for water to be independent from the city of Toledo, and that is your decision. You're making a 40-year call here. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I would share with you that we're always very happy when we have community citizens joining us here in council chambers to share your views, and they're very important to us. We did have a Utilities and Environment Committee meeting just prior to this, so we could all become familiar with the contract in the most comprehensive way. And at that meeting, we did not make any decisions because we wanted to hold until we had an opportunity to hear from all of you. Just for your information, I'd like to make sure that you know who's here at the table this evening. All members of the council, of city council, have joined us. So we've got Mr. Hainem, Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Richardson, myself, Mrs. Westfall, also Mrs. Hussman, Mr. Fry, and Mr. Lutke joining us. And we're fortunate, of course, to have with us from administration, Mr. Sanford, Mr. Aller, Mrs. Brining, and the mayor. So you are welcome to step up if you're in favor of the contract or if you've just got questions. Please share your name and your address when you step up to the microphone right here at the podium, and we would be happy to listen to your comments or respond to your questions. Okay, I don't see anyone stepping up in favor. Are you a comment in favor or? Okay, please join us.
Quite a board.
Yes. It got me. 2020, those are our current rates, and those are based on 7,500 gallons per month. Those are higher than what our typical residential customer in the city of Sylvania only uses 5,500 gallons per month. So those numbers are a little higher than what our but those are the wholesale rates that we'll be paying from cities and townships that are, have those low surcharges, their rates will be coming up to where they meet us out in 2027. So if you look in the 2027 column, the last column, we're all going to be paying $44.39 for 7,500 gallons. These rates do have some inflation factors into them. It does cover known bond indebtedness that they have, as well as the mayor addressed a possible second intake and elevated storage. So the projects that are known at this point are factored into these rates. EPA could come up with something tomorrow, and you know these rates would have to be adjusted. But what we know today, these would be the rates, are very close to what we would be expecting for the next 8 years. Our rates, as you can see, will kind of dip down a little bit and then come back up towards the end. That's where that's how all of the organizations agreed to do it. Obviously, we would have liked for the lower paying customers to come up and pay the lower paying right away, but as you can imagine, they weren't too thrilled with that idea. We agreed to transition there, and this is the ultimate.
Kevin, could you speak to something that's not on your chart, and that is the rates that our Sylvania ratepayers have been seeing over the last 2 or 3 years? Those increases have been fairly steep, and so I think part of this story is that what this agreement does is flatten out Sylvania's rates well into the future, as opposed to having to ask our ratepayers to pay fairly substantial increases each year.
This year, 2019, we didn't have a rate increase, but prior to that, the 2 years previous to that, we had rate increases of 20% each year. Some of those increases were to cover, and really even prior to that, we had some sizable increases because Toledo had 4 years of 13.4% increases. And so we were making those same adjustments, 8%, about 4 or 5 years ago, 10% the following year, and then in 2017 and 2018, 20% increases. And part of those 20% increases were to cover the city of Toledo increases, but also if we were going to head down the path of getting our water from a different source, there were going to be some upfront costs that were going to have to be covered, engineering costs, design costs, things of that nature. And those increases were to start paying for those items. Our water costs, as you can see, are going to go up. In fact, they're going to reduce. As well, those 20% increases that were done to build up that design chest, if you will, we don't need that design chest. And so we'll be taking a look at rolling back the rates. And rather than, even better than saying straight line, actually being able to reduce the water rates.
Yeah, Kevin, this is just our cost of water. These are not our rates.
That's correct. This is our cost of water. Some of the costs that were put into those previous increases, we won't see those costs now. And so we'll be able to roll that money back.
It'll be a flat line out.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. Any other comments from the people who are attending this evening? Anyone who would like to speak out with concerns or other questions? Okay. Well, we're thrilled to have you here. We're very happy that you're engaged and you're learning more about it. We certainly will welcome questions. If you could call any council member at any time if you decide there's something else you'd like to inquire about as you walk away this evening. We certainly are in a position where we need to make a decision and would like to make that decision by October 18th. I anticipate that we will continue moving forward. I have not heard any strong opposition from members of the community about this, and I anticipate that we will be making a decision in one of the next couple of meetings. Any comments from city council members?
Publicly, the mayor and his staff for taking us through a very interesting process. It probably was, you would probably wouldn't use the word, Craig, interesting, but it has been a circuitous route. But I really do feel that this is a very positive outcome. And I think what I have heard from ratepayers is not the cost, but the continual ratcheting up of costs. And this is going to some degree, take care of that for a really long time. So I appreciate your work, Mayor, on this.
Mary, I think we ought to just note that we appreciate Councilman Comyves sponsoring our recent tour. You know, I've been openly skeptical in some of these meetings about Toledo as a partner. I've always thought they had the capability to be a great partner, and it's exciting to see that it seems we've turned a corner with them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you for your comments. Certainly, I echo the support and the positive appreciation to the mayor and to his staff for their exceptional leadership in getting us to this point. And with that, I would call this public meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.